Hello?
Hi, is this Cameron?
This is.
Hi, Mr. Flurry. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I got your email. How's your day been?
It's good. It's good. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I know you had a couple of jobs to get accomplished first. I don't know if you still got more work for the rest of the day. But, I mean, we would, in fact, be able to do a follow-up call, that client interview, if you're available today at the top of the next hour. Would you be available for maybe a 30, 40-minute phone call?
Yeah, let's do it. I do have a DMV thing calling me.
Okay.
To get some company vehicles going.
Gotcha.
But that's fine.
Yeah, it would be at 3. 3 to like 3:40 might get you a couple minutes after 3. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. But if we can get that done today, I mean, that's best case scenario. If not, I mean, you know, obviously early next week. But I think I have all the information that I need here. I did still want to ask you, and I might have already, but your business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer, right? There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want your customers to know about online?
No,
okay.
Correct. It's strictly us going to them.
That's what I thought, and that's kind of what Google expects from service-based businesses. I mean, you're going out to the customer. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. Of course, they wouldn't want to put a physical street address online for your business. They wouldn't want anyone, for example, driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But I did have the 2920 Sandiston Drive. Is that your home?
Yeah, that's my home.
Okay, so we will not list that physical address. You'd actually just be listed city and state, not even the 89523 zip code. But then, of course, we can target Sparks or anywhere you really are willing to travel. And then I kind of have like an hour max for a radius for you.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good.
Okay, and it's residential and commercial. Was there any real particular preference of one over the other? Do you like a nice even mix?
Not really.
Okay.
I would say a good mix.
Okay.
And then another thing that's been kind of popular is, you know, stating that I do EV chargers.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely one of the main keywords that we're going to put on here when we promote your business and target both residential and commercial clients. And then that's a big reason why we do the follow-up call. I'm just trying to get a little bit of background here to steer our client interview technician in the right direction. But they will kind of go into detail about specific places you want to go. I mean, if it's, you know, we don't draw a big circle around you. So it's 40 miles away, 50 miles away. If there's places 10, 15 miles away that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and we just won't run your ads there. And then the phone number, of course, that you want your customers to call, that is the 775-335-9886, right?
Correct. Yeah, eventually it'll just become strictly a business line, but for now it's, you know, my everything line.
Gotcha. Perfect. And if you don't have any other questions for me, we can schedule that 3 o'clock client interview. Little bit less than an hour already, so our automated system that sends the reminder an hour prior won't be able to do that. But I'll send you instead a calendar invite. The invite's just going to be for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Now, one thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as that one-time setup fee, that we are including Facebook ads, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification for that initial investment, did you want to put that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Is it first and last name on the card, any middle initial or the business name?
It's actually my name as well as the company name.
Okay, perfect. You said it was a MasterCard. That should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5586.
Yes, sir.
6807.
Okay.
0797.
Uh-huh.
And 6221.
And then the expiration month and year?
01-28.
01 of 2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
233.
233. So I've got 233, 233 on the back, January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5586, 6807, 0797, 6221?
Correct.
And that bills at the home address?
Yes.
And that, of course, is the zip code 89523. Now, you'll receive by automated system an email, our confirmation email, that does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, or perhaps the next business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email, as well as an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we're just about to go over here in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing as well, and you'll receive that link by a text message also. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up here, and again, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Cameron, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Wirenest.
That's exactly how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Cameron Scleri, and my title is the owner.
Okay, and Cameron, as the owner of Wire Nuts, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company, and of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name ending 6221, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Now, to put it simply, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Cameron, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Cameron, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware, for example, of Angie's. The reason we ask, and there is no conflict with that, the reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Cameron, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, no problems there. I do not plan on hiring two people at once for a small company.
That's actually my preferred response, although, like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause, but definitely making sure that we do everything the right way. The first time is a lot easier than cleaning up somebody else's mess. But like I said, well, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and no contract, with the Facebook ads included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 31st of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the last day of the month, either the 30th or the 31st, depending on the month, for the further reduced rate of $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, of course, Siri on a smartphone. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no long-term contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And Cameron, you can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. I mean, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here. But all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Cameron, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, our automated system should be sending you that confirmation email. It's a welcome email. Not only does it have our client support information on there, it's going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system's not active yet. In fact, we'll have to do your client interview first at 3 o'clock and then start creating that content. But early next week, Monday or Tuesday, you'll get by text and email a confirmation that your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time using the credentials and the welcome email that you'll be sent shortly. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Now, one other thing that I did want to do here, and that's just to add another layer of protection here, a little bit of extra security on the account, is to set up a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with WireNuts, even if it's you, Cameron, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially a week or two from now, if you start getting phone calls from someone that is not a potential customer, especially if they say they're Google, or even if they say they're Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then it wouldn't be us, and do not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure they wouldn't know that information, because it definitely would not be us. And again, just politely let them go. The voice verification was already just now recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states moving forward it bills on the last day of the month for exactly $2.99, and again, it would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Can I do a custom one?
Yeah, the system won't let me change anything.
I just feel like the town I was born in is fairly easy for someone to figure out.
Well, there's your first pet's name as well. And I've had people say, well, how about my child's name? I'm like, well, I can only go with the drop-down box. There's another one on here, mother's maiden name. I would never recommend that.
My first pet's name.
Okay, and it could be anything you want.
Mary, my cat, yep.
M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-Y, yep.
Okay, now that is something that most people would never know and never be able to find out. I have to type it in twice. You're all set there. And then, so our technician will have that information too. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at or a couple minutes after 3 o'clock today, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I'll definitely try to keep my phone line open. If I do get an inbound call, or if for some reason I take a call in the next couple of minutes and I'm still on it at 3, then they'll have to call you on their own, but they'll take really good care of you. Looks like our system caught up with the emails. You got a few of them. One is the welcome email that has our client support information. I think most of them do. This one, though, does have your login credentials. Like I said, you don't have to try to do it now, but your username is in our system and you cannot change it. It's been made to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the phone number that we are speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. So no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, that makes your username 775-335-9886. Again, you cannot change that. Your default password, though, is GoVideo. All lowercase, no space. You can change that at any time. Again, you can see that information on your welcome email. You did receive another email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you send our way will help us to expedite the process of kind of satisfying Google that you are, in fact, an actual, real, legitimate company doing business in the local area, providing the services listed. So any photos of tools and equipment, your work vehicle, any business card. Obviously, there's not like a physical workplace, because you go to the customer. Google is usually fine with where you park the work vehicle when you're not using it for work for that one. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It is licensed and insured, yeah.
Okay, so if you can send us that information, that would obviously help us as well. You can access that information at any time and send it our way through your client dashboard. The other one, though, that I wanted you to see was the welcome, or not the welcome email, the Local Splash initial invoice. It's the other one. So if you click on the one that says Local Splash initial invoice, it's going to say something like, hello, Cameron, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The two words click here, you can click on those, and it will take you to the Local Splash terms of experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
And if you click on it, it's going to talk about all the different services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Now, you can scroll through that. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything, but, you know, obviously Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will actually choose Bing over Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphone. We want you to get those calls and have those opportunities as well, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp or Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. Now, if you find that significant changes need to be done to your website causing it to come down for any reason, if it's going to be down for more than, you know, 5 or 7 days, or if you know in advance when it will come down, we can do a website for you as a placeholder at no additional cost. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days, so if you do know in advance that you're going to do some significant work on your website, let us know. We'll pull from content that we already have and put a website together. That functions just as a placeholder until your website's back up and active. That's included at no additional cost. Of course, we are doing the Facebook ads for you as well. Now, you'll see that long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it populates your mobile number and a couple of boxes. We would want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. Once you've got both of those boxes clicked, the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would click and either type in your first and last name, capital C, capital S, it is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after your name. But once you've got your name in that box, click the orangish colored longer box. It's the one that would say confirm signature. If you can't see all of it or if it doesn't pop up high enough for you to click on it, if you are on your smartphone, then if you turn your phone sideways and as long as it's not locked in portrait, it would pop up high enough for you to click on that. But once you click on it,
I was able to click it.
Okay, you were. So it, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service and the setup fee. It also will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. We appreciate you doing that. It probably did prompt you to log into your tracking system. Like I said, you don't have to do that right now. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. Like I said, we have to do your client interview first. But you are all set and squared away. Like I said, no time for our automated system to send out that email an hour prior to it, which is now about a half an hour, maybe 35 minutes away. Things get a little bit backed up sometimes at the end of the day. If you don't get that call before 3:10, don't panic, but it should be sometime really close to the very part of that beginning of 3 o'clock hour. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, I'll be joining our client interview technician when they make that call. I hope I am. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. But if I'm not, I do want to take the moment now to say, well, first of all, welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Promote that website even as it undergoes changes. Get it out there in front of more eyes. Get your phone ringing. But, you know, I also wanted to thank you for your kindness, your patience. You make me laugh every now and then, which is, you know, it's something I don't get on every single phone call. So I definitely appreciate that. Hopefully I'll, though, be able to say a quick hello when our technician calls you back in about a half an hour.
Perfect.
All right. I appreciate you, Cameron. Our technician will be calling you with or without me in about 30, 35 minutes or so. I'll get the notes in here real quick, but hopefully I'll be able to jump on that quick phone call before the end of the day.
Awesome. I appreciate it. If I don't hear from you, you have a great weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.